Om Shanti. So, Om Shanti to everyone, and welcome to this session. To those who are here in the hall and face to face, and those who are also online. So we have, this is the start of the program for the last group, group number 10. And today we had the fortune, by some good luck, of having Sister Hemlata. She is the sister in charge of the Caribbean, a sub-zone in charge of all the Caribbean centers in the Caribbean countries. She has been in the Caribbean for 50 years, and she has helped set up country centers beyond the Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, etc. But she is responsible mainly for the Caribbean. Caribbean has 26 countries, and I think they have centers in about half of those countries so far. We also have Sister Aneta. Sister Aneta is from Poland. She is one of Baba's quiet jewels, who it's very hard to notice. So with some effort, we got her on the stage. So thank you so much for coming. She is involved in the Tapovan, the solar project, and many other things, which I hope she tells you about, but, you know, she is a quiet type. So welcome to everyone. One of the secrets, I was thinking of a secret to tell you about Sister Hemlata. So she is a very good cook. That's her main. In fact, when I came into Gyan in 1978 or 79, maybe 79, Sister Mira was my teacher. Sister Mira is now in Malaysia. But she left soon afterwards, and then Sister Hemlata was there. I was 20 years old, so I was not really interested in Gyan. I was not interested in yoga. But Sister Hemlata would invite us to the center, and she would cook hot roti. That means that she invites you into the kitchen, and you sit with your plate, and she's making the roti on the tower and then put it directly on your plate. So that's really why I stayed in Gyan till now. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. This morning the topic is bestower. Before we start having the topic elaborating, I want to become familiar with some of the words with Hindi and English. In Hindi, bestower is called dani. The word devta, deities, also emerged from the bestower. And that is why deities are shown like this. The one who gives. You must have heard in the Murli, the deities are called charitable souls. Do they really give the charity in the golden age? So it is something deeper than the physical charity. And there were many, many people in the path of devotion are called dani soul, charitable soul, philanthropist. One who has given dan or charity and taken back even in the thought those who did not take any. So it has a lot of deeper and expanded explanation of charity, incognito charity, that you put with the right hand, left hand must not know. Nobody knows what you're giving. You and God Himself. There are three words which you must have heard in the Murli. One is dani, means charitable. or bestower, this Mahadani, great charitable soul, this Vardhani, you know, bestower of blessings or boons. So Dani, Mahadani and Vardhani is same bestower but at a different level, deeper level, stronger level. This is stronger than that other one. So these are the three words which we hear in Baba Smriti, and charitable as deities. This charity is just not only physical charity or physical bestower, but we have learned in this knowledge charity or bestowing very deep aspect of it, and which is related to the soul consciousness. If we did not know the soul consciousness, then our charity is to give something to somebody, either wealth or the food, or provide the transport, provide the education, provide the houses, hospitals. And we know in the path of devotion it is written that whatever type of charity you give, according to that you get in the next life. Like if you build a house for the poor people, then you get a big house. If you give a charity of money for hospital, you become the good health, good education for school. So those are the things which worldly people think about it. And they give a lot of charity. But we, when necessary, we provide something for the needed. But our charity is completely different type of charity or bestowing, which I said is related to the state of soul consciousness. Giving and taking are the two things. Sharing, you know, and receiving. You must have heard in the Murli, Baba is always saying, remember me alone, nobody else. You know how selfish it looks? Only me you must remember. Nobody else. But it has a deep meaning in it. What Baba is saying is, it's not that you don't remember, although Baba says don't remember anybody else, but we remember. Right? What is the difference of remembering Baba and remembering others? That when you need something, whether it's a power, whether it's a virtues, whether it is some energy, some kind of help, remember Baba, because that is source. That's the only one who is higher than us, source of all of us. So when Baba says, remember me alone, it's remembering him to receive power and blessing from Baba. But you are free to remember anybody else to give it, share it. Baba is not just stopping. In meditation, whole meditation is first connecting ourselves with Baba and taking that energy and distributing to the whole world. So as I said, there is a receiving and there is giving, the sharing. So when Baba says that you must remember me alone, that means you have to remember him alone, totally dependent on him alone for the energy which we had to get, for the help which we had to get. And it should be so instant like the instant coffee, instant tea, instant milk. It had to be so instant that we had to have it, create the habit that when something comes, only one Baba, none else must. And not only that Baba also, oh Baba, oh God. That is not the remembrance, that is a remembrance of distress. But we had to remember Baba with love. And when we remember Baba with love, then you will get energy and you will get direction. That what to do afterwards. And 10 seconds of remembrance of Baba does not make your life change. And then you get direction, who to contact, who, how to contact, what you have to do. So Baba is not telling you not to remember others, but not remember a dependency, attachment, or dependency, or expectation from that person. So you understand when Baba says that, but as a human being, sometimes we become dependent on each other. We have expectation from each other. So now we had to start the topic which we have, the bestower. As we have defined, the bestower is giving or sharing. In the Indian philosophy, we worship everything, even the five elements. Because every one of us has some speciality of giving. This emotion of giving is in everyone. When you hear a news, somewhere is earthquake, everyone feel, what can I do? No? How we can collect some food, medicine, money, and send it? How we send it? But Baba has given us method. Because those things of physical help we're not going to reach in time. But instantly, if you say, remember Baba and send Sakash to that area, it is instantly reaching there. Because someone will get a faith that God is helping me. Someone will get that feeling of courage. So something or other will stimulate, which is the most needed at that particular time. Instantly they don't need any food or anything. They need power. They need energy. They need peace. And that is what we are specialized. In medical profession, some are specialized in this and some are specialized in this. But we are specialized in this area where in a short period of time we can send a vibration to the area. without any thinking about anything else. And that is the greatest help we can give. So you can see the energy. But in order to send the energy also, this morning I had a thought that now the war is taking place, and some people say this one is good, this one is not good. In order to do such service, one had to be above the judgment. We cannot judge who is right and who is wrong. No? Second thing is, when we are going to give the energy to an area or person, of course, we, in the beginning, our mind will be there. That is the President of America. But that thought must disappear. You are giving that energy or sakash to a child of God, nothing else. Then it will going to reach. Not President of America or President of Iran or Israel. We're not talking about, we know in our mind, but even from there we had to go beyond. So we had to be, one, we had to be non-judgmental. Second is, you are only giving the sakash to the soul, child of God. My relationship with that person is only child of God, nothing else. And I am not giving that sakash or the power for a particular reason. You know, if somebody trouble me, get angry very fast, I say, I'm sitting meditation and send the power of peace so that person can calm down. Do not take anything like that. Sending the sakash is not calming down their negativity for anger or greed or attachment or something like that. Giving the sakashis to stimulate the inner potential, positive potential from inside. You catch this mind? What is positivity must emerge. Not that we are doing some meditation for calming down the negativity. So we are not particularly giving the sakash or becoming bestower. This person anger must finish, this person greed is finished, this person has problem of this and this person. Don't take up the problem. But send, when we Baba says good wishes means creating the atmosphere around this, that blocks are automatically stopped and the positivity emerge from inside out. I remember in my childhood, when the young people used to go to the elderly people to be blessed, they always tell the blessing, and I feel that is very useful for me now. Man inchit phal prapto. That means whatever your desire, whatever your need is, let that thing be fulfilled. It could be small, it could be big. So whatever is needed for your life, whatever is your desire, maybe inside, need or desire, that must happen. And that type of purity we need to have in the bestowing part of it. we also have to have the in bestowing part of it very incognito service. There's no show in this. You may be doing the service in America, a soul in the Africa will going to inspire. That soul could be touched. And it is so incognito that you do get the results of it, but not in the form of any name or fame or anything. And never send a vibration or talk to the people on the basis of their identity, physical identity. You know, sometimes when we do service, we come in contact with the newspaper people, journalists. Oh, this journalist will going to do the service in the, you know, yagya, no? This person will going to do engineering, for engineering. So we, as soon as the people of different profession comes, we feel that they will do the service of that. I had the experience on this. One time, one journalist came, not even journalist, he was in charge of the company of the newspaper, I think. And he came. After two or three lessons, I may be having this thought, and he must have read those thoughts, you know, that this person, you know, we can ask him to advertise or something like that. So he came to the center. He says, "Sister, I just want to let you know one thing. I have come here because I have problem. And I want to get a solution of the problem and peace of mind. You don't ever think that I will going to advertise Raj Yoga." I think that was for me was a very great awakening, you know. So that actually put my mind in a proper manner, and I started serving. I don't know whatever problem was there. I never asked him what problem he has, family problem or wife problem or marital problem. I never asked, but he started feeling better and better. And after 4 months, he said he wants to advertise. That means people don't come in the center as a professional to, they can do it, but we must not have any expectations from them that they will do this and they. Our job is that you are serving a child of God. Even if you go to the president or you go to the prime minister, they are big people in the world. We also give respect to them. But when we are sitting and watching and conducting meditation, talking, we have to talk to only child of God, a soul. And that is a way we can help souls in the world. And I think this consciousness had to develop more and more, deeper and deeper consciousness had to develop in order to become the bestower. No matter somebody have big position, I am ordinary child of Baba. But as Baba says, in many of the Murli, Baba says, you are the VIP. Why we are VVVIP? Because Baba, we are the instrument of Baba. Baba has not selected us to say, just give the knowledge of the soul and supreme soul and creator, creation. But he has made us his instrument to transform this world. In the tree, you are not sitting in the branches or the stem, you are sitting in the root. So we had to, Diddha said, I think now is a packing time. You know, we have done so much service packing. Our mind had to pack, our body has to be packed. At this time, you know, when person is about to leave the body, they want to settle their karmic account, no? Final karmic account. Sometimes they ask family to come, and they come together and they say, okay, can you forgive me? Can you forgive me? So now we had to exercise in bestowing, which Baba is talking about, is being merciful. Forgive and forget. And third is good wishes and pure feeling. All this is same thing, but different intensity, different power in the area. One give the blessing, one give the good wishes, one give the boons. Mercy is a feeling. It is a feeling of love, actually. In which you're not changing the karmas of somebody. Mercy is feeling in which you are withdrawing yourself, whatever negativity you are creating around. You know, if once somebody is there and everybody talk bad about that person, what kind of atmosphere the everybody creating and expecting something good should happen? No? Everybody feel that person must think best, but they're thinking bad, negative. So first merciful feeling is to withdraw from the effect that person is. That means we have to stop. You do not know what is the karmas, we do not know. Oh, it's late. By being non-judgmental and create a loving atmosphere around that, so automatically their karmas will start. Second thing is forgiveness. What really forgiveness is? Why we think that we had to forgive? The question of forgiveness, why it comes to us? Forgiveness thought comes in our mind when we are affected by the situation. That means when we take the sorrow, when we get affected by the situation in which we waste our time, we waste our energy, our efficiency goes. That means we do not feel responsible for whatever we are feeling. If you're feeling hurt, who is responsible? The way you think, negative or positive, who is responsible? If you make a decision on something, who is responsible? So the three things which you yourself is responsible. Yeah. Way you think, way you feel, and type of decision you make. And by thinking all these type of things, when we get affected, we waste our energy, we waste our so many things. When Baba says that, means our whole aim is to use his Baba's knowledge to overcome all the challenges which we have. Means Maya, we can say Ravan, whatever we say. If we say that is what we had to overcome, by doing that, there are two stages. You're living in a house. One is you protect your house from thieves, no? Lock it here, lock it here, lock it here. Second thing is to send the good wishes. If somebody come to steal something from you, you protect. You don't allow that person to steal. That is not enough. That is not enough. Enough is that you must be able to send the good wishes to the person, that instead of person is stealing, he must engage himself in something. He must be blessed with something, so that he doesn't have any reason to steal. Wife and husband separate from each other. They feel that is it. No, karmas don't finish such. Still you have to send vibration, wishing for the best. That's something the person must engage. Not become the victim of the hurt and so things like that. So I feel that forgiveness starts from me. The day on I realize how much loss I have gone through, physical, health-wise, mental, efficiency-wise, that is the first stage of forgiveness. That's why I say you have to forgive your own self. The greatest problem which we have in the world is nobody wants to take responsibility of whatever is happening to me. Everybody says because of this, because of that, because of that. And forgiving path is I feel the best and easiest way. I don't have to pressure my head, go in the deep silence, but I can say something good must happen, something good must happen, something good must happen. And of course, good wishes is a deeper aspect of going into meditation. So by having this, all these little thoughts in mind, I will ask some question which will stimulate some more thing from inside.
Om Shanti. Om. That was already soulful and wonderful and rich. What else to ask? And really my experience from last night when we connected, yeah, really for the first time, is that I got an experience of what being a bestower means. So thank you very much for that, because our title for the season is Becoming a Bestower Like the Father. But we actually are bestowers, because the soul is always giving this or that depending on the state of the mind. And the challenge may be to become a bestower like the Father. So this is what I experienced from Didi. So thank you for that. And yes, I think I would like to ask you, Didi, about your personal experience of the moment of receiving. You spoke so much beautifully about sharing, but can you tell us one example when you felt you received some benevolent energy, some support from the Divine Family? How it helped you, how it made you feel, and what you learned, maybe in terms of bestowing further?
When we experience with Baba talk about, this is my part of talking about positive, mm-hmm, not talking about something which I had and I changed. When we Baba talk about different type of self-respect, no? Even in the family, I feel, unless until you position yourself, you cannot bestow on that area. Our father put themselves, I am the father of the children. Mother say, I am the mother of the children. Brothers and sisters, so they... I feel that there is a need of positioning ourselves first. First positioning ourselves is soul, because we are not body, we are soul. That is not enough. Mm. In order to become bestower, we had to take another self-respect, point of self-respect. Like sometimes Baba says, you are the ancestor souls. You are the master. Everybody know the word master. Master Almighty. You know how elevated that self-respect is. You are Master Almighty. That means you are so, you feel so intoxicated. And you feel so proud. Not ego, but the proud. That you are the child of the Supreme. And as He is the Almighty, I am Master Almighty. So I had to do the same job as Baba is doing. Almighty is doing the job of radiating that energy, sending that power, and then I had to do the same thing. But at the same time, I feel that if we have the Master self-respect, then we also feel humble, no? Because when you feel that you are the highest of high, that is what ego is. But when you know that there's someone higher than me who is feeding me all the time, and I am not giving from my own pocket, but I'm just sharing what He is giving. So in Master Ancestor, Master Almighty, Master Ocean of Peace, Master Ocean of Love, has a combination of being pride, being highest of high, and yes, we are humble. And which is, of course, the greatest things which I feel, that sometime Baba gave the different things and you take one by one and you feel that you can. And you can see anyone. What I find that sometime when we do the world meditation, we put the big globe in front of us, we send the vibration to the thing. But next to the person, I don't know if they have a good relationship with the other or we are affected by that person. Nodding down, sleeping, or doing something. Here we are affected and we are giving the world meditation, and that is where I think we had to work with the family more than anything else. The one which is close to us, we have to start from there. To that. I had a one worldly experience. One time we were doing some service and we had the service of the different things. One of the service we say, anytime we hear the news from wherever it is, without asking why, what, or how, just send the vibration. So one area still remain with me, and that is a transport. You know, when you're driving on the highway, there is so many things happening, and some or other people, you know, some accident take place, traffic slow down, everybody watching. Everybody having conversation, this person wrong, that person wrong, this person must have drunk, this person, this and that. I don't do that. That remain with me. I will just have a glance. I say, let there be benefit in everything. Let the physical losses change into spiritual benefit. So like this, I start sending the vibrations. And it helped me also. And I'm sure that help, that there may be some help there also. You know, even while driving the car and so, you know, sometimes driver strong brakes, you know. So everybody starts, you don't see this one, you must drive carefully, you must do this. I don't do that. I just watch. I say, thanks Baba. All of us are safe and everybody else is safe in front also. So that area I am little bit continuous. But there are many areas where we can do the service. Mm.
Thank you, Didi. So, yes, talking about this close relations, sharing Baba's love and power with the whole world. Mm. This is one service, one way of bestowing. But indeed, what about our close Brahmin relationships?
I think that why we are
not able, yes, why we are not able to receive and give, but even receive. You know, seniors or even our family members, they give us love, and yet I'm not able to take it. What prevents me from taking it? What do I have to let go, maybe?
Because we want to, we see some negativity and we want them to change. That is not our job. We cannot change nobody. Baba is the one who had to change. You know? So I think we had to remove, we have to work with our own self first before we do something. And I think we had to start developing in our farm here, wherever we are, start spreading the vibration to the area where we are sitting now. If you are sitting on 4 or 5 people in the car, just sometimes just start spreading the vibration to the people who are on inside, no?
Yes.
Inside. And I think at this present moment we need help of each other. We have reached certain area. We have sacrificed so much in the name of Baba. And we have done something. I think little tail is remaining where we had to push ourselves. We are doing meditation, we are doing everything, but as Baba says, constant, we are not doing constant. So while walking, we can send a vibration to each other. While sitting, we can send vibration to each other. Although I am speaking, but you can send a vibration to me too. No? Because Baba always says, light and might. One who speaks cannot be mightful so much. You know? So you can be might, and I could be the light. So I think we had to help each other by sending the good wishes, pure feeling, forgetting about putting aside everything else of, and having this desire to change anybody. Nobody really had to change. Everybody had the right to perform karma, and everybody had right to live in this world. No? Whatever stage they have. Everybody had right to get whatever status they had to get. So why should that person is happy and I'm unhappy? The person who is doing the something, they are ignorant about their weaknesses, and I am so knowledgeable about the people's weakness. Who is suffering? If they are happy in that, in ignorance, let it be. Only good wishes and pure feelings will going to change. And forgive, if you can't send a good wishes deep in meditation, just then something good must happen to this person. Maybe a lottery may come. Just like wishes, you know, you send a card up. Just start wishing, and after that it will go deeper and deeper. You can go deeper and deeper. But just even in the thought, even in words, start using the positive words, positive thinking. Wishing for the best. I say wishing for the best instead of good wishes. First wishing for the best, and the good wishes will come automatically.
And maybe one thing what you mentioned about self-respect, maybe also we can see more of good things in others, yes, and respect their specialities. Because you said that bestowing is also sharing the specialities, respecting and sharing what we both can do, which is different.
I feel that every one of us, no matter what age, what culture, what religion they belong to, everyone deserves to be respected. Because respect is based on what you have more than I have. And what I have more than you have. That means what you can do, I may not able to do. What I can do, you will not able to do it. Right? So we all deserve the respect from each other. For example, little baby. This topic control.
No, maybe not.
Little baby. Can you compare your purity with a little baby? Are you so pure as baby? So although the child is helpless and yet deserve respect of his presence as purity, which is bestowing. We big people say we can't forget, we can't forget. We can forgive, we cannot forget. But little children, they fight with each other. They cry, they come. And they gone back with the same children. Do you have this quality? No, we don't. So they deserve respect. I was in one of the youth programs, some country, I don't remember. And one of the youth come out and said, you know, all the people in this world, they feel that we need love. We need respect. You do not know something. They were in the past life, whatever they were. You know, their ideas could be better than us. So we cannot ignore anybody, but we have to respect everyone, because someone, that person is excelling than me in some area. So respect comes on the basis of something more than I have. And everyone has like that. So we have to have the love for each other, respect, trust. All that is part of the love anyway. I remember one day Dadi Janaki was either here or upstairs, and some group come from abroad. She so much love, she hold the hand of these people and say, whatever you can do, I cannot do it. What I can do, you cannot do it. Let us be together. You know, with so much love she was talking to the people. So I think we need to, the respect is lost or reduced when we see the weakness of the other person. No? Love also respect. The other day we were discussing something about love, no?
Yes.
Love is a feeling of belonging, in which you don't feel alone, but you feel that everything around you belongs to you. Not only human beings, even animals, plants, everything is for you. And that is what Baba is giving us. Baba's love can be defined as desire, beyond the desire to be loved, beyond the desire to be loved. If any of us have desire to be loved, that means there is lacking, something lacking in God's love. No? So when we go beyond the desire to be loved, that means we become like Baba Saman. Baba doesn't have desire to be loved. So we don't become desire to be loved. In bestower, if you take the energy flow down and become balanced, that is why Baba says, Baba is like a powerhouse and we are the batteries. And when the energy goes in each battery, at one point, the charge of the battery become equal to the Father. And that is all about Baba and Asis.
So, Didi, we are the most fortunate souls.
Yes. Yeah.
And then there are so many of our brothers and sisters in the human family, they are not that fortunate. And like Baba said yesterday, you are the hopes, you are the stars of the Father's hope for the souls in the world. And today they are all in despair. How can we become Baba's instruments to bestow hope for them?
We had to elevate our consciousness at this moment. That we are not just soul, but we are beyond the soul. See yourself at the root. you know, seed and the root are the one who feed the whole tree.
Mm.
So we are the root. Elevate your status yourself. You don't have to get the status of the your principal or this or this is this. You elevate your status that you are the tapasvi souls. Root, which has in the whole tree, imagine yourself that the only Baba and the root is most shining to feed the whole tree. No? So we are not the ordinary souls actually. In Hindi, there is a song. I don't know if anybody can help me. In which they say, what is the difference between love of the Meera? You heard about Meera is a devotee. And Radhe. आप जानते हैं क्या प्यार में क्या डिफरेंस है वॉट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन द लव ऑफ द डिवोटीज एंड लव ऑफ मीरा एंड लव ऑफ राधे डिवोटीज इफ यू नोटिस ऑल द डिवोटीज वेदर वी बिलोंग टू द हिंदू मुस्लिम क्रिश्चियन ऑल डिवोटीज दे हैव लव स्पेशली हिंदू They have love for murtis, means statues. You know, Meera always takes the Krishna murti in the hand and walking around and dancing. If they get a vision, they feel most fortunate. So she got a vision of the heaven, that she was dancing with Krishna. She was dancing with this and that, and she had the heaven in the vision. And they feel that with that, they achieve eternal liberation. That's it. If you tell this knowledge and if they are not in the path of knowledge, they will not understand that. But we are, our love is not with the murti. Our love is a living being, Krishna, which we call as Shri Baba. In the path of devotion, they say Krishna. But actually, in the path of knowledge, we say Shri Baba, because we are recognizing Baba in the living form. You know, in the path of devotion, we never reach to the Shri Baba. We reach to the Shankar Tapasvi Murat. That Tapasvi Murat is our own stage, final stage we were worshipping. Not we are not worshipping, no Shiva. So our love is a Surat. We call it Surat. And their love is with the Murat. You can see the difference between you, your love, and the devotee's love. No. And we know everything. What a fortune we have. This fortune we cannot achieve nowhere. Why we are tangling ourselves with a little thing now? Come out of that. Don't feel insecure in your life. Because you had not a faith. Sometimes they say, I don't know. Who to have the hope? Should I go have a good relationship with my Laukik so that when I get sick they will take care of me? Or should I surrender myself to Brahmin so maybe Brahmin will take care of it? We are not looking for the help from here, we are not looking for the help here. We don't have no expectation both sides, we have expectation from God. Who he make the instrument, that is his duty. How you are going to be taking care? As long as you can take care of the soul and the mind, that is important. Our body will be taken care anyway. Here we don't have too many old people. But I know one of the things which we always feel, When we get old, who will take care of us? I don't want to take the service from anyone. I don't want to be bedridden. How many of you think about that way? Have the thought, finish this thought here. Have one thought. I had to do service till end. Last thought should be the service. Last thought, remembrance of Baba. Who taking care of they will? Baba will make them instrument, no? How we take care of, what happened, we don't have to think about it. As long as here mind is working, I think everything will be okay. You know, one sister used to phone me in midnight sometime, she can't sleep. Mm-hmm. And I will answer. So I'm sleeping and I'm answering. This sister want to just hear me talking in sleep. She said, I feel so happy to hear that you're sleeping and in the sleep you're talking. I cannot sleep. Just bless me. Just bless me. Hand goes, foot goes, but if mind don't go, everything will going to be smiling. We want to see every one of us in a cheerful situation, no? So don't have expectation with one Baba and he will take care of you. We have example. People are walking and fall down and somebody, he say, Baba, Baba, and Sai Baba, people take care of him. Take him to the hospital. You know? So bhakti people, alaukik people, whatever comes in mind, but till then, have the aim to keep here, not to get emotionally imbalanced and things like that. Disappointed and anyway, just be one Baba, none else. And you will see miracle, not only you will see miracle and then you will see miracle now. You start seeing those things.
Didi,
I would like to do the one meditation, yes. Also, so according, yes, to that.
So we will have, I think, traffic on. I really would like to ask you to share your experience with Avyagrbhav Dada, because of course he's the best example many of us had in front of us, but you for more than 50 years. If you can share before or after traffic control one experience, maybe blessing that you received, that Baba Avyagrbhav Dada bestowed on you, if you could do that. It would be wonderful. And then, yes, we'll finish with meditation. Yes. Yes. Thank you.
I did not see Brahma Baba in the body, but I did write a letter to him because I came in knowledge before. And whenever we used to come to meet Avyagrbhav Dada, especially after going to the foreign country, we used to meet personally. And I was very young when I started the service and taking, Baba gave that responsibility in some form or other way. Baba always tell me that I am being sustained by the blessing of others, blessing of the Divine Family. Mm-hmm. And those things used to give a lot of strength, and few times Baba has spoken about the courage. You must always have the courage wherever you are. And that also gave a lot of help in some form or other form, because I was, you know, the little bit of challenges when we have, you know, you always want to lose courage. So Baba always say that. When I was in the foreign country, I always used to say every year, when I'm coming back, you know, Daddy, you must ask us to come back again. We don't want to be so far away. And Daddy said, whether they love you or whether they don't love you, just be there. And that also, mm-hmm. I think, keep lot of courage in me. And so meeting with Baba was always the greatest gift we all of us have, you know. So small little children, Baba make them instrument that we do not even know we have the quality of any kind. He knows better than us, he sees the deeper than us, you know. So that is what happened.
Thank you. So, yes, we can finish with experience of meditation, how to maybe bestow the spiritual power, love, courage, whatever souls need, so that they can get from Baba. Thank you, Devi.
Recently, in the month of January, which is Brahma Baba's Day, I developed the two stages. One is incorporeal and one is angelic. So we can do one of those or two together. Exercises which Baba talk about, no? So we'll do one first, incorporeal one. Be aware of yourself. As a soul, tiny little point of light in the center of the forehead. In 1 second, immerse yourself in the soul's world. World of the sixth element of light. With an orange color, fluorescent clouds, self-illuminating, vast world around the whole universe. In a little space, I visualize galaxy of the souls as the stars. And this galaxy of the souls is arranged as inverted world tree. Baba is a seed. And we are sitting in the roots these two parts of the tree is most illuminating to the rays of the power and energy of peace and silence, purity, souls are attracted towards Baba as if magnet is pulling. And we occupy our place in the root. Which is a part of the sustenance of the tree. Baba. All we tapasvi souls, the highest of high instruments for world transformation, Baba's energy are loving us. To bestow the peace, purity, spiritual strength, love to the whole tree, the Sakash is spread from the soul's well to the whole physical universe. Each soul of the physical universe is touched by Baba. From the soul's world, we glide down to the subtle region, the world of the white moonlight. Angelic world. Where we emerge Bab Dada, coming through the clouds, with a powerful drishti, and welcoming feeling. We visualize awake Bab Dada. All our ancestor souls we visualize elevated souls in the corporeal world who Baba has made instrument to sustain this yagya. And together with us, a gathering of angels. Feel the blessing, hands of blessings, from Bab Dada. Avec Bab Dada. Advanced party. Advanced souls of the corporeal world. And send this Akash to the whole instrument, whole world, including, first we send this Akash to the Brahmin family, one who recognized Baba. Then our friends and relations, our Laukik life. Our neighbors. And the whole world. Use the language of mind while walking and moving. The thoughts, feelings, drishti, Om Shanti.